This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. State officials have not been providing progress reports on how the reported Boulder shooter is doing at the mental health hospital. CPR's Allison Sherry reports a judge is ordering that to change.
The alleged shooter is supposed to be undergoing mental competency treatment and restoration at the Colorado Mental Health Institute at Pueblo, so he can eventually get well enough to face the criminal charges against him. Prosecutors asked they get 30-day reports on his progress, but that hasn't been happening. So they asked a judge to order state officials to court to tell them how the 22-year-old man is doing. He faces more than 100 criminal charges, including 10 counts of first-degree murder for the 2021 shooting. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Adams 14 School District has released the findings of an audit into its former management company. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The audit found that MGT Consulting made duplicate payments to contractors and wasted around $500,000 of public money. The Commerce City District recently fired the firm, which it hired back in 2018 to help improve student performance. Superintendent Carla Loria says schools will remain open as the district looks for another administrative partner.
In my opinion, as an educator, this is not for me about the money. It is about what we can get with that money for our students, and our students did not receive that.
MGT says it disagrees with the findings. A hearing with the state's Board of Education is set for early April. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at CPR.org. Did you know that half of all college students in the United States go to community colleges? Well, coming up this hour on Here and Now, we'll hear about the mental health challenges that community college students are facing.